Krishna Book, Canto 20, Prayers by the Personified Vedas, Chapter 87, Scene 6, on Meditation. Those who are very materialistic and cannot understand the situation of the spiritual world cannot understand the abode of Krishna. For such persons, great sages have recommended the yogic process whereby one gradually rises from meditation on the abdomen, which is called Muladhara or Manipuraka meditation. Muladhara and Manipuraka are technical terms which refer to the intestines within the abdomen. Grossly materialistic persons think that economic development is of foremost importance because they are under the impression that a living entity exists only by eating. Such grossly materialistic persons forget that although we may eat as much as we like, if the food is not digested, it produces the troubles of indigestion and acidity. Therefore, in itself, eating is not the cause of the vital energy of life. For digestion of eatables, we have to take shelter of another superior energy, which is mentioned in Bhagavad Gita as Vaishvanara. Therefore, Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Aham Vaishvanaro Bhutva Praninam Deham Asritaha Pranapana Samayukta Pachyamyanang Chaturvidham. Krishna helps the digestion in the form of Vaishvanara. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is all-pervasive. Therefore, Krishna's presence as Vaishvanara is not extraordinary. Krishna is actually present everywhere. The Vaishnava, therefore, marks the body with temples of Vishnu. He or she first marks a tilak temple on the abdomen, then on the chest, then between the collarbones, then on the forehead, and gradually one marks the top of the head, which is called Brahmarandra. The 13 temples of tilak marked on the body of a Vaishnava are known as follows. On the forehead is the temple of Lord Keshava. On the belly is the temple of Lord Narayana. On the chest is the temple of Lord Madhava. And on the throat, between the two collarbones, is the temple of Lord Govinda. On the right side of the waist is the temple of Lord Vishnu. And on the right arm is the temple of Lord Madhusudana. On the right side of the collarbone is the temple of Lord Trivikrama. And similarly, on the left side of the waist is the temple of Lord Vamana. On the left arm is the temple of Sridhar. On the left side of the collarbone is the temple of Hrishikesha. On the upper back, the temple is called Padmanabha. And on the lower back, the temple is called Damodara. Lastly, on the top of the head, the temple is called Vasudeva. Udaram upasateya Rishi Bhartmasu Kurpa Drisha Parisara Padhating Hridayam Arunayo Daharam Tata Udagad Ananta Tavadhama Shira Paramang Punar Ihayat Sametyana Patanti Kritanta Mukhe. This is the process of meditation on Lord Krishna's situation in different parts of the body. But for those who are not Vaishnavas, great sages recommend meditation on the bodily concept of life, meditation on the intestines, on the heart, on the throat, on the eyebrows, on the forehead, and then on the top of the head. some of the sages in disciplic succession, from the great Saint Aruna, meditate on the heart, because the Supersoul is also staying within the heart along with the living entity. And this is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, 15th chapter, wherein Lord Krishna states, Sarvasya Chahang Hridi Sannivishto, I am situated in everyone's heart. For the Vaishnava, the protection of the body for the service of Lord Krishna is a part of devotional service. But those who are gross materialists accept the body as the self. They worship the body by the yogic process of meditation on different bodily parts, such as Manipuraka, Dahara, and Hridaya, gradually rising to the Brahmarandra on the top of the head. The first-class yogi, who has attained perfection in the practice of the yoga system, ultimately passes through the Brahmarandra to any one of the planets in either the material or spiritual worlds. How a yogi can transfer oneself to another planet is very vividly described in the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. In this regard, Shukadeva Goswami has recommended that the beginner worship the Virata Purusha, or the gigantic universal form of Lord Krishna. One who cannot believe that Lord Krishna can be worshipped with equal success in the deity or archa form, or who cannot concentrate on this form, is advised to worship the universal form of Lord Krishna. The lower part of the universe is considered the feet and legs of Lord Krishna's universal form. The middle part of the universe is considered the navel or abdomen of Lord Krishna. The upper planetary systems, such as Janaloka and Maharloka, are the heart of Lord Krishna. And the topmost planetary system, Brahmaloka, is considered the top of Lord Krishna's head. And so, there are different processes recommended by great sages according to the position of the worshipper. But the ultimate aim of all meditational and yogic process is to go back home, back to Godhead. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Mam upetya punar janma dukhalayam ashasvatam nap nuvanti mahaatmana sansidhim paramam gata. Anyone who reaches the highest planet, the abode of Krishna, or even the Vaikuntha planets, never has to come down again to this miserable material condition of life. The Vedic recommendation, therefore, is that one make the lotus feet of Vishnu the target of all one's efforts. Tad Vishnu Paramang Padang. Vishnu Loka, or the Vishnu planets, are situated above all the material planets. These Vaikuntha planets are known as Sanatan Dham, and they are eternal. They are never annihilated, not even by the annihilation of this material world. The conclusion is that if a human being does not fulfill the mission of his or her life by worshipping the Supreme Lord and does not go back to Godhead, then it is understood that one has been frustrated in fulfilling the main purpose of human life. Thus ends Chapter 87, Scene 6, on Meditation. All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.